In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We celebrate St. Pantaleon, the great unmercenary healer. We pray to him every week, usually on Wednesday. Tonight, we'll serve as Maleben and switch the one of St. Nikephoros to Wednesday, because it's his day. St. Pantaleon's day today. He's a great martyr and a great healer. Has great authority before God to intercede for us, not just for physical ailments, but if you read carefully his Akathist, and since I've heard it now for several years, every single week, and his canons for several years, every single week, you can see that he heals not just physical ailments, but mental, spiritual ones, if there's such a thing as a mental ailment. I'm not sure if everything isn't just a spiritual ailment. We'll leave that to people to do research about and give opinions and publish journals. I'm just concerned that people are healed. And St. Pantaleon is a great, great healer and has great authority. But it didn't start out that way. So what I want to talk about today is that golden thread that's invisible. It's golden, but it's invisible. You can't see it. Sometimes people with discernment can see it, but for the most part you don't see it. The things that connect you to others, the things that need to happen for you to do something. There would be no Pantaleon without St. Hermolaus, the priest. It wouldn't have happened. And there wouldn't be a St. Hermolaus, the priest, hiding in a small, nondescript house if there weren't the pagan emperors who were persecuting Christianity. So he was hiding so that he could be available to his flock. A few people knew of his house. I'm sure he served liturgy in his house. Pantaleon was born of a pagan father with some wealth and some prestige and a Christian mother. I'm not sure how that happened, whether or not she converted afterwards, or maybe she just didn't have the strength to deal with society and she married a pagan. We don't really know. St. Pantaleon favored his mother. He favored the religion of his mother. But his father was very powerful, very influential, very wealthy, educated him, actually made him known to the emperor. And so he became a physician. And he was trained in rhetoric, and he was trained in all manner of all of the pagan gods, that whole panoply of demons. And he favored his father's religion. So if you were to take a snapshot of Pantaleon, let's say when he was, 17 or 16, he was very young when he was martyred. He might have been martyred when he was still a teenager or maybe just in his early 20s. You would have taken a look at him and say, well, this is, as a Christian mother who hasn't been much influence on him, a pagan father, and he follows his religion, he's lost. That's what the appearances would have been. But there was another thing to add to this kind of, shall we say, recipe for a saint. Not a very good recipe so far, right? Starting with a pagan father and following the pagan religion, being educated in all manner of pagan lore. But he had a good soul. He had a good soul, a good and kind heart. And because Hermolaus was in hiding, when he was learning medicine from a particular doctor, a pagan doctor, of course, and he would go back and forth to the pagan doctor and learn things, etc. And on the way home, part of his route brought him by Hermolaus's house. Now Hermolaus was in hiding, but he saw something about the bearing of the boy, something about him that just appeared, maybe by insight, maybe by just the Holy Spirit speaking to him, or maybe it was just things that we also see sometimes. We sometimes see that person has potential. There's something about their bearing, there's something about the way they speak about life, there's something about the way they treat others, their kindness, that something can develop in them. Sometimes people are diamonds in the rough. There's a whole lot of stuff around them that's not so good, and even stuff that they do that's not so good, but there's something in them, And there's somebody that notices it. Somebody. Ermolas noticed. He noticed there was something about Pantaleon. This young, rich, pagan doctor was brought into the confidence of a priest who was in hiding from pagans. And so he would teach him in his home. Pantaleon started to just go to his home again and again and again. And started to really see how foolish pagan beliefs were. It's because a person took interest in Pantaleon. And this sermon, to be honest with you, I've really never given a sermon about anybody before. This is the first time I can ever remember giving a sermon specifically about someone, or shall I say about a question. So Yulia is in Russia. She sent me, I thought, very thought-provoking little idea. She said Ermolas is commemorated the day before Pantaleon. So he was commemorated yesterday, and he was actually beheaded probably a day before Pantaleon was actually martyred. And or at least before him, I'm not sure if it was the day before. So it's appropriate that the mentor would be commemorated first. And she said to me, it was just, what was it that made Ermolas notice him? You know, they weren't of the same circle of people. What made him notice Pantaleon? And so this sermon, or shall I say, just sort of word salad, is just my attempt to answer that. I think it's a beautiful thing when we notice people. When we're noticed by people. There are people that we don't notice. May God forgive us for those people. Everybody needs, they need somebody to believe in them. Sometimes I think we need multiple people to believe in us. We need people that take us under their wing, that say, this person has potential. No matter what's going on with them, there's something about them that can be molded and can grow and can bear fruit. We need people like that in our lives. And you need to be that type of person in other people's lives. We have, as the military says, a target-rich environment in the church. Look at how many children there are in our church. Look at how many people there are. We're all children, so 100, 150 that pretty regularly come around here and there. That's a lot of people. Maybe somebody just needs to be noticed. And maybe one of us just needs to show some interest in them and give them some advice or encourage them or listen to them or teach them or do something. Maybe there's someone in your neighborhood, in your work, in anything that you frequent, you know, where you see people regularly. We influence others. This is a God-given characteristic. God influences us, doesn't he? God shows interest in us. We're made in his image, so we should also show interest in others. This is a very holy and godly thing to do. And because Ermolas showed interest in Pantaleon, then he became a great intercessor for us, first of all, a great martyr, and then, of course, a great intercessor for the entire world. Now, when Pantaleon was speaking with Ermolas, he was still had kind of one foot in one camp and one foot in the other. Maybe Ermolas that bothered him, we don't know for sure, but he didn't stop him from sharing with Pantaleon about the Orthodox life, about the Christian faith. And eventually, there came to be a situation where a boy had died of snake bite, and Pantaleon saw that he was dead on the road. And Pantaleon basically threw down, shall we say, a challenge, a little bit audacious, but sometimes people do audacious things and God blesses them. And so he basically said, if the God of Ermolas is real, please heal this boy. The boy stood up alive, and the snake, which was nearby, actually died. And that convinced Pantaleon that the Christian faith is true and all the other gods, excuse me, the other demons are, or gods, I should say, the gods are demons is how I mean to say it, like how the scripture says it. And that really was the tipping point that brought him to become a full-fledged believer in Christ. And he was baptized by Ermelas. And because he had good character and just innate holiness about him, purity about him, he went about healing people, sometimes with herbs, sometimes just with prayer. And he became known because of this, and eventually that's what led to his arrest, and because of jealousy. The other magicians and physicians and seers and hangers-on in the emperor's court were jealous of him. So he was turned in, and eventually then he made his great martyrdom. And you can read all about it in his, especially the Acathist speaks about it quite a bit, which we'll be singing tonight. With no Panteleimon if there's no Ermelas. Is there anybody like that in our life, that they wouldn't be what they are without us? I hope so. I hope there's a lot of them. Now, I think God shields us to a great extent from knowing the people we influence, because otherwise we might get a little bit full of ourselves and think, wow, look at me, you know, I'm in the saint-making business. Look at me, I influence people so wonderfully. I think most of the time God shields us from that, the knowledge of those things. But nonetheless, there are those people out there, there better be those people out there, that we're influencing, like Ermelas influenced Panteleimon. I want to finish by reading something that's at the beginning of this Acathist that the Hermitage of the Holy Cross publishes. They publish his life in the beginning of the Acathist, but they also have a really wonderful little one page of a vision of the holy and mercenary healers. I think sometimes we kind of think, okay, the saints, they're long ago, you know. Ah, yes, we believe in them, and yes, they heal people and everything, but I don't think we're aware so much, viscerally aware, of how involved they are in our lives. So this is a beautiful story, not very long. It's by Elder Theophylactus of New Skete of Mount Athos. In those days I had a difficult battle, and despair afflicted me terribly. I knew, of course, what a battle was, but I could not change. Because of my inexperience, I did not fight with it from the beginning when this passion first appeared to me, and thus it became my permanent cross. As I sat to rest, I saw a group of men of different ages climbing the road up from the main church and heading to where my hut was. They were talking amongst themselves. I tried to see who they were and where they were going. When they passed the crossroad and approached my outer gate, they stopped for a short time, and I heard them clearly say, "Won't we pass by our dwelling place?" Honestly, they opened my door and entered in one by one, chanting their own troparion. The 20 numbered godly phalanx that shines with heavenly grace, the radiant assembly of unmercenaries, led us hymn for the unmercenary healers. Leading them all was St. Panteleimon, young, fair-haired, magnificent, with a physician's medal on his chest. The rest followed him, chanting their hymn melodiously. They climbed the stairs of the hut above where the church is, and entering, they stood in two lines as two choirs and began to chant hymns from their service. When they had finished the psalmody, they returned and exited towards the upper area of the skete, having left me their blessing and much consolation. For many days, I was full of joy and spiritual happiness. So that was how he was healed of his passion, by the unmercenary healers actually coming and singing their own hymns and comforting him. This kind of thing happens all the time. Might not happen to you or me much. I'm not sure why that is. Probably because of our sins. But the unmercenary healers and all of the saints are very active in this world. Very active. And so we pray to St. Panteleimon every single, usually on Wednesday this week, this morning, and of course tonight, asking him for healing, especially of certain people we know, and really of the whole world. And we beg his help And he certainly is helping. But let's remember, there would be no Panteleimon without Ermolas. You need to be an Ermolas to somebody. Actually, several somebodies. And you need to be part of the golden thread of a person's life that leads them to salvation. You don't have to be a priest to do it. Not at all. You must be a Christian to do it. You must have a heart to do it. You must have eyes and ears that work to be able to do it. May God bless us, and may God help us to influence those around us in a positive way.